This is Radio Nepal MT ka Prasad Kharga with news, the headlines first. Nepali Congress denies Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak's involvement in Vijit Vijay scandal. CPN Mao Center demands Home Minister's resignation for independent and fair investigation. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli directs authorities to ensure tourist arrival, avoiding legal and administrative hassles. Commission for Investigation on Enforced Disappeared Persons commits to ensuring justice to conflict victims' families. And Israeli strikes kill 52 people in Gaza, including 33 in East Gaza. Now the news in detail. The Nepali Congress has denied any involvement of the Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak in the Vijit Vijay scandal. A meeting of both former and current office bearers of the party held at the private residence of the party president Sher Bahadur Deuba in Budanyalakantha today, concluding that Home Minister Lekhak had no role in the scandal. According to Nepali Congress spokesperson Dr. Prakash Saran Mahat, during the meeting, Home Minister Lekhak presented a detailed statement regarding his alleged involvement in the scam. After giving his clarification, the party leadership decided that there was no evidence linking him to this scandal. The meeting also called for an impartial investigation into the matter, urging that those found responsible should be brought to justice. Meanwhile, the CPN Mao Center has demanded the Home Minister's resignation. Party spokesperson Agni Prasad Sapkota said that the meeting of the CPN Mao Center office bearers held today, concluding that the Home Minister should pave way for the independent and impartial investigation into the case. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has directed tourism authorities to ensure warm hospitality to tourists visiting Nepal while avoiding legal and administrative hassles. At the National Tourism Dialogue organized by the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation at Simmadarbhar today, Prime Minister Oli directed for comprehensive reforms to remove obstacles, if any. The head of the government also stressed that unnecessary hassles for visitors at the immigration, loss of luggage and harassing tourists entering through the land border checkpoints should be put to an end, referring to EU ban imposed on Nepali aviation service providers. The Prime Minister also directed the concerned authorities to work to address the terms and conditions and to fulfill other criteria towards that end. Chairperson of the Commission of Investigation on Enforced Disappeared Persons, Lila Devi Gartola, has expressed commitment to searching the disappeared persons, providing justice to the families of those who were forcibly disappeared. During the meeting with armed conflict victims' families, Chair Gartola said that they would conduct a thorough investigation, making victims' families satisfied. She also mentioned that a preliminary draft has been prepared for the regulation as per Commission of Investigation on Enforced Disappeared Persons and Truth and Reconciliation Commission Act 2071. A study team that had reached Humla to find out reasons behind flood and landslide occurred at Thilgaon in Namkha Rural Municipality 6 has come to the conclusion that there are three glacial lakes in Namkha. The landslide and floods had occurred all of a sudden on the 15th of May that caused massive damage at Thilgaon. The three-member team led by senior division geologist at the Department of Mines and Geology, Siva Kumar Baskota, drew the conclusion that there are three glacial lakes at the height of 5,350 meters. The Nepali Socialist Party and the Nepa National Party have united with the CPN Mao Center. Vice Chairperson and Spokesperson Agni Prasad Sapkota said that the meeting of the CPN Mao Center office bearers held today has decided to unite with the two parties. Accordingly, the Socialist Party led by Ganga Narayan Shrestha and the Nepa National Party led by Vijay Saizu united with the CPN Mao Center. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Hello.
के गर्दैछौ?
हाम्रो बिहेको शपिङको लागि आको नि बाबा मम्मीसँग.
ए हो र? अनि मेरो लागि के किन्दै छौ?
बाबा मम्मी यति हुनुहुन्छ के सोच्नुहुन्छ होला उहाँले? मलाई त कस्तो लाज लाग्छ, भरे राति बोलौँ न ल।
अहिले फ्री वाइफाई छ क्या अफिसमा, बुझ न, भरे कसरी गर्नु?
मेरो हुनेवाला श्रीमानजीलाई यति पनि थाहा छैन कि क्या हो? एनटीसी को अनलिमिटेड नाइट भोइस प्याक राति 10 बजे देखि बिहान 6 बजे सम्म।
ए हो त है, मेरो वाइफ त कति स्मार्ट। अब त रातै आउँछ।
अब रात तपाईको नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ नाउन्स। An earthquake was felt today at 2:25 p.m. with its epicenter at Ramidanta, ward number 1 of Barekot rural municipality in Jajarkot. Chintak Timal Sinha, head of the Earthquake Monitoring Center in Sirkot, said that the earthquake measured 4.3 on Richter scale and it was an aftershock. He informed that tremors were felt in the neighboring districts of Jajarkot. The first meeting of the Nepal-UK Parliamentary Friendship Group was held today at the Hall of the International Relations and Tourism Committee in Singhadarbar. Group coordinator Viraj Bhakta Shrestha said that the meeting decided to make the Parliamentary Friendship Group more active and effective with an objective of further strengthening long-standing relations between Nepal and the UK. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Rescuers said devastating Israeli strikes in the Gaza Strip killed at least 52 people on Monday, 33 of them in a school town shelter. APF news agency cited the Civil Defense Agency as saying that many of the casualties at the school in Gaza City were children, while the Israeli military said the site was housing key terrorists. In Gaza City, Civil Defense Agency spokesperson Mahmoud Basal said that an early morning Israeli strike on Fahmi al-Zarwai school where displaced people were sheltering killed at least 33 with dozens of injured, mostly children, including several women. World leaders meeting in Spain called for an end to the inhuman and senseless war. While aid groups said the trickle of aid is not nearly enough to staunch the hunger and health crisis. Authorities in India's southern Kerala state have issued an alert after a ship carrying oil and hazardous cargo leaked and sank at the state's coast in Arabian Sea. According to the BBC, the spill occurred in a Liberian-flagged vessel that capsized near Kochi City on Sunday. On Monday, officials said they had intensified pollution control measures to contain the spill. The Indian Coast Guard has deployed a ship carrying pollution control equipment to the site. It has also sent one of its aircrafts, which has an oil spill detection system, to survey the area. Authorities fear that oil, fuel and other harmful substances that have leaked from the ship and its cargo could endanger the health of residents and marine life. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kusi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, along with hilly region, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kusi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, and at one or two places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of light rainfall and snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kusi and Bagmati provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepali Congress denies Home Minister Ramesh Lekhag's involvement in Vijit Vijay scandal. CPN Mao Center demands Home Minister's resignation for independent and fair investigation. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli directs authorities to ensure Vijit tourist arrival, avoiding legal and administrative hassles. Commission of Investigation on Enforced Disappeared Persons commits to ensuring justice to conflict victims' families. And Israeli strikes killed 52 people in Gaza, including 33 in a school. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.